It's a hard life, but it's a good life on Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life here on Outback Blue. Last week on Outback Blue, Kerry offered Hayley a clue to where her missing sister might be.
And I found this note. I think it's a suicide note.
Really, Kerry? You're a godsend.
And Ron and Samantha find themselves treading hot, boiling water.
Oh my God, Ronnie. You shot him dead. What are we gonna do?
Samantha, run out the back and get the
But Ronnie...
Just do it, Samantha. Just bloody do it.
Woo-wee! Let's get stuck into it. It's a hard life, but it's a good life here on Outback Blue.
Hey Hayley, how's it going? Just stopping by to drop off your sister's suicide note.
Oh, thanks, Kerry.
No problem, Hayley. I just hope for your sake that your sister's not dead. Anyway, I'll be get back to the shop. See ya, Hayley.
I suppose it's now or never, Hayley. Just read it. It'll be like ripping off a band-aid. Hey, Hales. If you're reading this, it means that I've left and I've gone away for a very long time. I want to try and explain a few things, but first, I just want to tell you that I love you. What I've done, what I did, is inexcusable. And nothing I can do will reverse that. We live in harsh times, and what I've done could fetch 25 years to life. And even then, I don't think I would ever be free. Not truly free like I want to be. Ha! Can you remember when we were kids? And we'd play hide and seek down at the abandoned quarry? They were fun times, weren't they? I can remember looking for you for hours. And while I was looking for you, I found that body of Johnny Ruff, the little boy in our class. He'd been there for 4 weeks. And then I found you next to him, hiding like a scaredy cat. That night we watched the sunset over the lake, and it looked like the sky could go on forever. Just you and me, together. I suppose things can't always stay that way. This is a hard town, Hales. It's hard life, but it's a good life. But one I just can't hack no more. That's why I'm going away, Hales. The sun has set on this godforsaken town, and all souls have been judged, and mine has been pecked apart by the crows and left bare to rot in the sun. What I'm trying to say, Hayley, is I slept with your man, Hayley. I slept with him. I slept with Constable Glenn Miller the night that he died. You know what happened? I do. But what I've told you will get me in enough trouble. So just leave it alone, Hales. Leave it alone. I love you, Hayley. Goodbye. P.S. I'd like it to be known that I've changed my will and I've left everything to Kerry. Don't dispute it. You know she's the backbone of this town. Kiss hug. Kiss hug.
Hey, Hayley. I hadn't left. I was just standing by the door listening. Did your sister just say she left everything to me?
Yeah, she did, Kerry. Yeah, she did.
Well, most of her letter was pretty bad, but I guess that was a silver lining. Anyway, I better go. Bye.
just so often in Opal, sex comes with just a little bit of intrigue and danger. Mix it all together, makes a dangerous cocktail. Well, let's go see how Ron's dealing with his situation over at the abandoned quarry.
But first, we'll go to a short music break.
There once was a pauper and he liked his wine, and he spent his money and he raped his wife. And oh, how he lived such a magical life. And oh, how he lived such a magical life. He gorged himself on pounds of meat, on rice and chicken and beef and lamb. But karma's gonna get it with its big white hand. And karma's gonna get him with its big white hand.
From the worms in the ground to karma's hand, you can't change a man with just a grain of sand. He'll work all his life and run at a loss. His only friend will be the big black box. His only friend will be the big black box.
Here we go. Now that this little hoon is buried, nothing will come to light if you don't speak about it. All right, Samantha? So just keep your mouth shut.
It's the mayor's son, Ronnie. Someone's bound to find out. Oh, no.
I'm a fool, Samantha. And I don't deserve you. But please, just keep it quiet for me. Or else I'll go under.
Okay, baby. Okay. Hey, honey. I don't know why, but I'm feeling really horny. Let's do it, Ronnie. Let's do it.
Not here, Samantha. Not now. No, Samantha. Samantha! Samantha. Samantha. No. Did I say something before about a dangerous cocktail? Well, it looked like it just exploded in my face. We've got a dangerous duo, and I'm not talking about identical twins. Well, that's the end for this week, but tune in to find out what's going to happen in Opal on the next episode of Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life on Outback Blue.
It's a hard life, but it's a good life here on Outback Blue.